Okay, the beginning of the fourth parak. Bottom of Chaf Teshamud Beis. Hamevi kadayai mimakom lamakom. Rashi says, Hamevi mimakom lamakom besocha tchum o al yedei eluv. So Rishonim learned that it's talking over here where you're bringing it from city to city. But between houses within a city is not a problem. And others hold that even within a city is a problem, and from house to house, and within the side, the house itself is not a problem. It's only if you're carrying it publicly. And the shaila is how public it has to be. So lo yavim besal of a kupa, you can't bring kalim, yayin, kada yayin, in a basket or a kupa, the different kinds of baskets. Avol medihu akseifo, olafonov. But you can carry it in front of you or on your shoulder. Rashi, lo yivim b'sal v'kupa, lo se sholos v'arba v'sol kupa v'yisoyim. You can't put a few of these jugs in a basket or in a sack and carry them together. Mishum d'nira k'maisa d'chol, lo se masos. Because it looks like you're carrying packages from place to place, especially if it's from one city to another, it looks like a maisa chol. But you're allowed to carry one or two jugs on your shoulder or in your hands, because then it's obvious you're doing it l'tzorich yontif, not doing it stam to carry packages for many days. Same thing, a person's carrying a straw. You shouldn't have a big sack and put it over your back. Because Rashi says, lahos lahesik, or the behema, you're carrying straw either for burning or to feed an animal. Lo yafshel kupa lachorov, you shouldn't put the sack behind you. Digna yontif, shenira kemiskavin lamalocha rabba, or laholik lamakum racho kederechol. Looks like you're making a journey and you're doing a transportation on these things. That's what looks like chol. But if you know you're doing it stam to carry things, the sorach yontif, that's not a zilzul and yontif. It doesn't look like an uvdin dechol. Umaschilin ba'arei masateven alo be'etzim shibamukta. And you're allowed to start a new pile of teven on yontif, but not etzim shibamukta, wood that's put behind the house for storage. Rashi, maschilin ba'arei masateven lehesed. You're allowed to take straw that's put aside for storage. Afal pishalo zimnim bodyom, even though you didn't designate this for burning before yontif, v'loha yorogel hasignen, and you didn't use this straw normally for burning, v'hashto mashma lesli mukta. It's mashma because he doesn't hold of mukta, even though something wasn't designated for use before yontif, and it was set aside for, let's say, for animal feed. If you decided to use it for burning, you could use it on yontif. Avalo be'etzim shema mukta, rechova shachori abatim kriya mukta. Over here, don't confuse mukta with the halachas of mukta. Mukta over here means a place of storage in the back of the houses. Back in the front of the house was a chotzer, and the back of the house, the backyard, was called mukta. Al shem shi mukta la'ochor, ve'ein nichnos v'yotzim batader. It's a place that's pushed aside to the back, and you don't use it to come in and outside the house. The chotzer they used for most of their household uses that were outside, and the back of the house was used for storage. They stored things there that they weren't intending to use regularly. Here it's mashma. There is some wood that was stored, not for burning, and wasn't designated to be used on yontif as mukta. And in the ratio, the arema sateven, is mashma that there's no mukta. Okay. Gemara. Tana. Im ef shalishanos mutter. If you can't make a shinui, then you're allowed to, and you need these things for yontif, and you need a lot of them, you're allowed to carry a lot together. Rashi, im ef shalishanos, kigon shazimein orchim harbe. Vitzorich lahavi harbe biyachad mutter. You have a lot of guests, and you can't stam, waste the time of bringing one at a time, then you can bring a lot together. It's only lechatchila that it's awesome. Iskin rova b'mechuzah, the doru b'duchka, the doru b'rigla. The graz, okay, yeah, the, what's it called? The Rashi says like this. The Doru Beduchka, Mosi Shaadam Yochid, no se Aksepo Bechol Betorah, a load that a person, an individual person, normally carries on his shoulder on the weekday. In Ba Losis or so Beyantif, with Sorach Yantif, Kagon Chavis or Sak, Mole Peros, Yisoenu Beyantif Berigla, Atar, with a pitchfork. Right? It means I put it on the fork and carry it in front of you, so it's a Shinoi. Right. Again, it's because it's a shinoi, it's clear you're not doing it for the same purpose as you do it during the week. In Bolas, it's a biyantif, it's a biyantif, you're going chavis, or sak, molly, peros, you send a biyantif, a rigla, a tar shikorin porka. A fork, a pitchfork. Gedarke no se melach limkor. That's how they used to carry salt in sacks on a pitchfork. Meshit sorak lishanas, because you have to make a shinoi. And normally when you make a shinoi, you should do it in a way that makes it easier to carry, not harder to carry. So you're minimizing the bother that you're doing on yontif. It's easier to carry a heavy load with a pitchfork. Therefore when you carry it with a pitchfork, I don't know exactly how that works. It doesn't mean you put the fork into the sack.
The head of the sack.
Ah, yeah, okay. So, okay, that makes sense now. And what's it called? And that's easier to carry it than to carry it on your shoulder. So you're making a shinui, and the shinui is lahakil. The Rambam learns, the Dora Beduchka, is things that you normally carry on a pole, right? They should carry berigla on your back from behind. You put it behind your back. So something normally is on a pole, that's the way it's normally done during the week. The shinui is to put it on your back. Okay? Lidaru be'igra, something that normally is carried with a pitchfork, lidaru ba'achva. You should carry that ba'achva, Rashi. Lidaru berigla, mosi chavis gedola, shiragim losos berigla, something you don't normally carry the way Rashi learns. On your shoulder, it's too heavy. And you normally carry it with a pitchfork. Lidoru ba'agra, yisau b'yantif b'shnei b'nei adam b'mot al kasveim. You carry it with a pole that two people put on their shoulders. Dehainu nami shinu lahakol. Same thing over here. It's a shinu, and it's easier to do with two people than to do with one person. And here again, the Gra brings on the Rambam. The Rambam says that ba'agra, if you usually carry it on your back, right, you should carry it ba'akfa. Put it in your hand in front of you. The Ramblon's a shinu is a different shinu. Okay. Okay. The daru ba'akva, something that you normally carry, what's it called, with a moat, with a, what's it called, with a pole, right? So that... Didoru ba'akva nifro sudra lai. You put a sudra on it, and that's a shinui. It looks different, even though you're not making it any easier, but if you can't make it easier, at least make a shinui. Dimlo efshu shari. And if there's nothing you can do, you don't have a sudra, then you can carry it regular. All these things are only l'chatchila. Da omar mar, in yefshu l'shanos mutter, Rashi. Lidoru ba'agra b'mot al kasveim, something that's normally carried on a pole between two people. Lidoru b'yantif la'oso mosi ba'achva b'mot b'yadeim. You should carry that ba'achva with a pole in their hands. Mishum shinu, not on their shoulders, but to carry it in their hands, the thing, not put it on their shoulders. The alpha v'sheinu lahakel, even though here it's not easier. Mikomakom shinu hiveinu mar b'torach b'shinuyo. You're not making any worse. You know, even though you're not making any better, it's still the better to make a shinui. Nifro sudra kalu ve'eno machbid. Right? It doesn't make it any harder to put a little towel on top of it. The shinui bi'alma latzneya. Makes it more private. Looks like you're trying to cover it up because it's yomtiv. So that shinui also is more like covered yomtiv. The imepshul shano she'en lo sudra chasol. So if you don't have a towel, then you can do it regular. Omer le Rav Chanan bar Rava le Rav Ashi. Omer Rabbanan kama de efshel shnuyim mishaninon biyom betov. As much as you can be mishana, you are mishana. If you can't, you can't. But as much as you can, lechatchila, you do things with a shinui, so they don't look like the same way you do in b'chol. V'hani noshi, the komalian chatzvai umaya biyom etova, v'lo komishanyan, v'lo marmirin lehu v'lo midi. Maisa, there are women who go and fill up their pitchers from the well, and they don't make any shinui on yontif, nobody says anything to them. Why don't we tell them the chatzil, it's better to make a shinui? Omer lehi, mishum d'lo efshir, because there's no shinui they can make. What kind of shinui you can make with a bucket that you fill from the well? Hechi lavad. D'malya b'chatzva rabba, t'mali b'chatzva zuta. Change the size of the bucket. If you use it during the week, a big bucket, use a small bucket on yontif. Komafshi b'ilucha. You're making extra tircha of having to walk extra. And that's, we don't want to make a shinu that makes extra tircha. You have to fill it up more times and be marba b'ilucha. D'malya b'chatzva zuta, t'mali b'chatzva rabba, just the opposite. Use a bigger bucket. Right? Komafshi b'masi. Then you're making bigger tircha of carry. It's heavier, too heavy to carry. So we never make a shinui which makes it worse, only equal or less. Techashya benachtama, cover the bucket. Normally during the week it's not covered. Put a cover on it. Okay? Zimdin nafal vashi lasuye. It may fall off a cover, and you may come to carry it. Tiktere zimdin de mafsik vashi lemiktere. Right? Tie it on. Maybe get untied and you'll end up tying it, doing a malacha. So it's even worse. Because here the shinui may lead people to do a malacha. Tifro sudra lei, put a sudra on it, zimdin de matamish b'maya v'asli de shchita. It may get wet and you may wring it out. Tosa said, we said before, that when you're carrying a bucket, you can put a, what's it called, a kadayayin, you put a sudra on it. Right? That's a shinui. And here it says if you put a sudra on it, it may get wet and you'll end up squeezing it out. So Tosa has two answers. One is the first one's talking where it's closed, closed jugs, so it's not going to get wet. Here we're talking about an open bucket, which is very shayach, is going to get wet. Second teretz Tosa says is there in the ratio we're talking about in the beginning, we're talking over here of wine. If wine gets poured on a beged and you squeeze it out and it goes to waste, there's no issur d'oraisa involved. Right, it's not, that's not, shechita of wine is only also because of mefarik, and that's only if you use the wine. But if it goes le'ibud, there's no issue. Over here we're talking about buckets of water. Water, squeezing it out is a different issue. The issue is cleaning washing the towel. So that's also, even if it goes le'ibud, it has nothing to do with the water, the need of the water, it's talking about cleaning the beged. So here we're more afraid of shechita. Hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, there's no shinu you can make, and therefore you can do it regularly. What?
Make a pole and put the buckets one in front and one in
the
back.
Stamina, that wasn't an option. I don't know why. Okay. Rashi. Malyan maya shovus maimin nahar. They used to go to draw water in buckets from the river. Techasya benachdama kisu shol eitz osu lechadim. Maybe you should put a cover. A bucket cover on it that's made out of wood. Zimda the matzik, and so Mara says maybe it'll fall off. And then you'll have to carry that separately. That's extra tircha. Okay? So Mara says, okay, tie it on. No, it may get untied, then you'll end up tying on yontif. Zimda the matzik, shetorech lekosher, shlo yipo baderech. Zimda the matzik, behalichoso, vasil mixre. It'll get untied while you're walking, and you'll end up forgetting that you're not allowed to tie, and you'll tie it. V'kesher asil haskin ab malachu. And the kesher that's made, haskin, he has a different gear, so here, liskayim. Right, this kesher is made to keep on. You want to keep the cover on indefinitely. That's an av malacha. So we're not going to do a shinoi that could bring a person to do an av malacha. The metamish b'maya, shenishru b'maya. Right, if you put it, what's it called, a sudar over, it'll get wet, and you may come to squeeze it out. Omer le rova bar Rav Chanin labaya tznan ein metapchin ve ein mesapkin ve ein meraktin ve ho'idna de chazina de avdin hachi v'lo amrin lu v'lo midi. Right, the Rabbana made a gzera that you're not allowed to dance or clap, and because we're afraid that you'll fix a clay shear. If you do these things without a clay shear, you may then be matter to do it with an instrument, and you'll come to fix the instrument. It's all one big gzera. For not fixing instruments. Rashi, ein metapchin mishum shir or mishum evil. Right? Can't be metapeach, either to accompany a song Or they used to do the same thing. They used to clap or whatever, bang on their bodies for Yishum Evel. Metapkin Yodav Zulazu. Metapkin is clapping. Mesapkin Kaf Al Yerech. And Mesapkin is where you bang on your thigh. Meraktin Beregel. And Rikud is dancing with your feet. The Kulam Nesru Mishum Shvus Gzerish Yemesakin Kleshir. All these things are Rabban and Aser, because they're usually accompanied by musical instruments, and we're afraid that if you use musical instruments, you'll come to fix them. The Perek Mashilin. Later on, we'll see this thing. Tosa says that was only in their times when people were Bekiyim to fix musical instruments. But Bizmanenu, people don't know how to do that, most people, and therefore the Gzera doesn't apply. And even though a Gzera that the reason doesn't apply still applies, that's only where the reason wasn't said specifically that's the reason they're making the gzeira. They made the gzeira stam, and we have an idea what the reason was. Then there may be other reasons. But where the Rabbanan specifically said that we're making it for this reason, and if the reason doesn't apply, therefore it doesn't apply, then if the reason doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. Like we had before with the gilui, in places where there's no snakes or whatever. So Tosus holds, and there's a shaila in what Tosus means. Tosus means that vait, clapping, dancing, which is a gzera, almost a gzera l'gzera, because you don't have any musical instruments, just that maybe you'll have music, and then maybe you'll fix them, that is okay today, but actually playing musical instruments today, Tosus would also hold his lasser, or no, there's Achronim holding Tosus, that he means that you're allowed to play musical instruments today, that the issur doesn't apply anymore, because people don't know how to fix kleshir. Okay, the Meister, we're not so much on this Tosfos, and we hold that it's also still. But there's a place to be Mekel. If there's other reasons to be Mekel, it's a Makom Mitzvah, whatever, then we're Mekel to dance or whatever, even on Shabbos and Yontif. The Vesmer says, V'ho'idna d'chazinan d'avdinan hochi, v'lo amrin lehu v'lo midi. We see people do it, and that's in the time of the Gemara, when it was Osir. Not V'ho'idna, Tosfos talk about our time. Now the Gemara says, now when it's still Osir, we see people do it, nobody says anything to him. The Gemara says, well, the Tameich, Hoda Omar Rabba. That which Rabba said, Lo Leisid Inish Apuma de Lechaya, Dilma Megander Lechepetz Vosil Lasuya, on Shabbos. A person shouldn't sit at the edge of the Mavui, right, where the Lechi is, which separates between the Rishus HaRabim and the Mavui. Shouldn't sit exactly equal with the Mavui. Why? Because maybe something will roll out of the mavui, and since there's no mechitza there, just a lechi, you won't notice that it's outside the mavui, and you'll bring it back in, and you'll be motzi, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. V'osi lasuye, v'hohani noshi d'shaklin chatzvayu, v'ozlan v'yosan apumid d'mavo. Women go to fill up their buckets in the mavui, and they go and sit and talk at the edge of the mavui, and nobody says a word. V'lo amrim lehu midi. Ella, why don't we say anything? Not because it's okay. It's not okay. But we know they won't listen to us. And this way, they don't know that it's osur, so they're not doing anything osur. Not that they're going to carry. They don't know that Rabba said that you shouldn't, what's it called, sit at the edge of the mavui, because we're afraid what's going to happen. So, it's what's it called, nisud rabbanan. They're over at Beshogate, and they don't know any better, and they're not going to listen. No, they think they know better, so then we don't tell them. Hanach lehem liYisrael, mutav shu shogim lo yimuzidim. Leave them alone. Better they should be shogig than mezid. Right? Hachanami, hanach lehem liYisrael, mutav shu shogim lo yimuzidim. Same thing over here. It's an issur d'rabbanan, right? And people are not going to listen, so better not to say anything. Better they should be shogig. They don't know they're doing something awesome. Better to be shogig than mezid. V'hani mi lebed d'rabbanan. That's by an issur d'rabbanan. And the svara is that since an issur d'rabbanan b'shogeg probably is no issur altogether, right, so memela, leave them do it. But aval b'doraisa, where an issur d'oraisa, where shogeg is also an issur, lo, v'lohi, it's not true. Lo shno b'doraisa, lo shno b'drabbanan. That's not the svara. It's not because an issur d'rabbanan b'shogeg anyway isn't osur, so that's why leave them. It's even if it would be an issur d'oraisa. And it's b'shogeg, leave them if you know for sure they won't listen. Lo amrin lehu v'lo midi. One second. Lo shna b'daraisa, lo shna b'darabonin, lo amrin lehu v'lo midi. You don't say anything yet. Why? To ha tosus yom ekipurim, daraisa hu. Tosus yom kippur, adding on time to the Isra of Yom Kippur, we learn from a pasuk, right, Mitisha l'chodesh b'erev, that you have to have Tosefes Yontif. And this, the Tosa says there's a shear to that. And some say the shear is about a half an hour of adding on. The Maaseh, we don't hold like that. We hold the shear is something chosh of 5 minutes, 3 minutes. But some hold that that's why we light candles, Erev Shabbos, about a half an hour before, 20 minutes before, in order to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos also. There's other reasons also, but that's one of the reasons. But Tosefes Yom Kippur is the rice, huh?
It's only by women,
though. Yeah, no, so some people hold that that's everybody should Mekabel Shabbos then. We don't do it like that. But So Tosefes Yom Kippur is the rice. The Achli V'Shasu Atshach Sheikha. And the women, Mashma over here is talking about women, they eat till nightfall, till right before Shkia. Okay? We don't say anything to them. They don't not mekayim that. Why? Because they won't listen to us. This is not Yom Kippur yet. Yom Kippur doesn't start till Shkia. And even though it says Doraisa, since they're Shogeg, you don't say anything. Rashi, see Rashi's first, and we'll see what's... Apuma de lechaya, lechi hamatir b'movi b'Shabbos. It's all about Shabbos, and the lechi is the line that separates between the Rishus HaRabim and the Mavli. Dilm the gander lechevitz b'shus harabim chutzalechi. We're afraid that something will roll out of the mavui, and you'll bring it back into the mavui because there's no hecker. You don't see any mechitza, just the lechi on the side. V'asi lasui mitosheinu b'mavui mekura lahakir shezer shus harabim shezer shus hayachid mavil. The mavui doesn't have a roof on it that ends at a certain place. It's all open, and therefore you'll forget that you're taking from a shus harabim into the mavui. The komegander chatzvayu ma'isul logarsinim. We don't say anything to them. The Afag of the Avon and the Rabbanon. The Omer lo leisei, the Inu Yasta. Even though they're over Nisra the Rabbanon, they're sitting there, and it's usher to sit there. Hanach vahem bedover shir gilu bo v'lo yasu vahem. Something people became accustomed to. They don't think it's usher. And they won't listen to you. If you say it, then don't say it. Mutiv shiyasu shogim v'al yasu mezidim. Lavor kishiyedu v'lo yonichu bekach. V'honi milei dehanach vahem Yisrael bedo Rabbanon. Hechi dargilu lemevra adarabon. It's only when the Yisra is an Yisra drabonin. Ki hanach de metapchin v'hanach de yasin apuma de lechaya. Both of those things are only Yisra drabonin. Tosus yom akipurim. Shetzorach v'haskul esanis v'bod yom. Doraisahi. D'nafkalom mivin isim esnaf shoseicha betisho v'chodesh. Learn it from a pasuk. And still, we don't say anything to women who eat up until shkia. V'achli v'shosu ad shach sheicha garsinan. V'lo garsinan mishitach sheicha. They don't eat that night, mamish. Then we would say something. So the Rishonim here say different hagdoras. First of all, it has to be, you know, they're doing b'shogeg. But if they're doing b'mezid, you have to stop them. It's only if you know they don't know that it's aser, and also, it's only if you know for sure they won't listen. But if there's a chance to listen, you have to say something. Also, some say it's only by a yochid. But by a rabbim, you're hoping somebody will listen. So a rabbim, you give musar, even if they're shogegim, and you don't think that anybody will listen, somebody may listen. And also, if you don't give musar, then... people, what's it called, will some achronim hold it bisman azeh, since every people are over isurim very easily, and if you just leave everything go, people won't keep anything. Then today this halacha doesn't apply. You have to give musa no matter what. That's what some of the achronim say. Others say that the only time that if it's daraisa that you're not say anything. There's no chiyuv to say. Is if it's something that's not mefurish in the Torah. But if it's something mefurish in the Torah, in other words, that's why eating on Yom Kippur is mefurish by Torah. There, even if they're shogeg and they won't listen, you have to say something. But Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is only a drasha. It's not mefurish. That's what we say. And the shaila is, why not mefurish? Not mefurish in the Torah is because of lesser iser, or because you won't be able to prove to the person. Nafkamina is something that is not mefurish, but you can prove to them that it's osur. Everybody knows it's osur, or whatever. Okay, in any case, those are some of the tenoi of Hanach Lem Yisrael. Okay. Umaschilim baremes hateven, Omer of Kahana, zoso meres maschilim ba'otzer tchila. Mani Reb Shimonhi, the Lesley Mukta. You see here, if you have something stored up that you don't intend to use for fuel, and then you change your mind on Yontif and you want to use it for fuel, you're allowed to. Who does that go according to? Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold the mukta. Ema seifa, avalo beitzim shiba mukta. If you have wood stored up, you can't start using it unless you designate it before Yontif. Asin Rabbi Yehuda. This way Mukta. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a Mukta. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no difference between the straw and the wood, L'chor. Mora says, Hocha ba'arzi v'ashuchi askinan, de Mukta machin storin keys, v'afivu Rabbi Shimon moda. Right? Now, the Sefer is talking about wood that's set aside for building. And you're very careful with it not to use it for any other thing. That Mukta machin storin keys, that even Rabbi Shimon holds up. But straw is only mukta because you don't intend to use it for burning. You intended to use it for animal food. That kind of mukta Rav Shimon doesn't hold up. Ika demasin or seifa. Some learn this on the seifa. Halo be'etzim shimu mukta. Omer Rav Kahana zoso meres ein maschilin ba'otzer tchila. Right? From the fact that you can't use wood that was stored and not set aside for burning, right? That goes money Rabbi Yehuda. That goes like Rabbi Yehuda who holds a mukta. Disle mukta. The Reisha says that you're allowed to use straw even if it wasn't designated for burning. Maschilim baremas hateven esen Rav Shimon. The less they mukta, that goes like Rav Shimon. Mora says, no, hosam betiv nesarya, everything really goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And who holds mukta? But in the case of the teven, even Rabbi Yehuda would admit that it's not mukta. Why? Because it's talking about spoiled straw, right, that's not fit for anything but burning. Samora says it is fit for something. Tivnasaria chazi latina. You could use it to make cement, right, to make mortar. Samora says this be kolchim. No, it has kolchim in it. You don't use it for cement either. So it's not fit for anything, the tevin, except for burning. Even though you didn't designate it, it's not mukta. But the wood is fit for other things. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's mukta. Rashi. You had intention to put it away and not use it on Yontif because you stored it away. Normally you put tevin away for animal food, not for burning. But if you decide to use it on Yontif, you can use it. So you see that it's according to the Me'an Yomar, it doesn't hold muktzah. Arzi vashuche ain't other masik osan. Arzi vashuche are expensive lumber that are used for building. The omdi labinyan, they're set aside for building. Ashuche eres nekeva. Arzi is male eres, and ashuche is a female eres. There are two of the varieties of arazim. One's a male, one's a female. The muktzamach mislisoran kisninush, the men, you can't turn, they're expensive, and you surely are mocked to them not to use them for burning. Right? You don't burn expensive beams. So that, even Rav Shimon holds his muktzah. The Masnil of Kahana, Tivnasarya, and the other Lashon is that this all goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a muktzah, but the Tevin is talking about Tevin, it's not fit for anything else but burning. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not muktzah. Tavnasarya, Nirkov Masriach. It's rotten, and it stinks. She'ein Roy LeMichael Behemel. Even an animal would need it. It's set aside not naturally for burning. Behind the la'otza. You see, you're basically storing it to burn. Therefore, it's not mukta. Latina, latit, bilbon, levenu. Maisa, no. You could use spoiled tevin to make, what's it called? Cement. That's not called cement. What's it called?
Plastic mortar.
Plaster? Mortar? That's what I said before, mortar.
Okay. What?
Make bricks. Right.
Like you mentioned, you had to collect the customer.
The ispe kotsim, the enyochle gavlo biyodavaraglav. It has kotsim, and therefore you don't use it to make bricks either, to make mortar, because it sticks your hands if you try to make the mortar out of it. No, but it's not, but it wasn't set aside for burning. It's a burden.
Yeah, that could be.